Welcome back. Hope y'all ain't eat too much. I know I did. Father, we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 16. I'm going to get right into it. Mark chapter 16. This is not a new scripture to you. But it's one of our church favorites. I like to touch on those a lot because I've noticed that over the years, because of religion, because of the lack of leadership, because of the lack of apostolic government, because of man's ways getting involved so much, that a lot of times the will of God gets watered down. It gets diluted in us. It gets watered down, diluted, and so the concentrate, like you know, when something's concentrated, you add water, right? But when you don't add the water, it's real strong. It's thick. It's to the point. That's the way your anointing should be. That's the way your witness should be. That's the way your words should be. That's the way your ministry should be. That's the way that everything that you do, your finances should be thick like that. Your health should be healthy and thick. Like everything should be sturdy like that. But it's been watered down over the years. I took a class when I was at LSU called Western Civ. It taught us on why we had so many different religions. You got the Presbyterians and the Episcopal Church and the Protestant. Then you got the Methodist, and you got all these different things. Well, I saw where it came from because it was just man coming up with different ideas of what they thought the word was supposed to be and deciding to go start their own thing. At the time, the Catholic Church was doing things, and they were, at that time, misusing things. They were getting people to try to pay to get people into heaven. And so that's where charlatans came from. People, a lot of the charlatans, I don't know if y'all know, familiar with the charlatans, that's where a lot of that came from, where people misusing money in the church because they're trying to get to pay for, get them out of purgatory, right? And you keep paying money, you'll never pay enough. They always stuck in purgatory, and you got to bring some more, right? So they branch out. So everybody got different ideas, and Martin Luther and all these different people, and just churches just start going everywhere. And so automatically, if everything goes like this, it automatically dilutes. Now, they got an idea, and they got an idea, and they got an idea, and they figured out how they wanted to go. They said it's supposed to go like this, and the four square, and this square, and this circle, and all these different things. Kneel down 20 times, and all these different things, and it become diluted, and we become religious and not very effective, not very real. And so there's many things, even you can be in church, you can be in a Word of Faith church for all your life, and you've been in church for 10, 15 years, it doesn't even matter. A lot of these scriptures sometimes don't have the strength or the power through you or to you because it's just been watered down because we look at them in a religious manner. Can I say that? We look at them in a religious manner. Sometimes they taught us something when we were younger. And so because we look at it in a religious manner, we don't really know what he's saying. We don't really know. I'm going to touch on something tonight. Because church unusual. Everybody say church unusual. And I always say, as I said this at the beginning of this semester, we shouldn't have to say that. We shouldn't even have to have a book called Church Unusual. Because the church in itself is unusual. I mean, when God established the church, it was here to be something that would shake the planet. I remember they talked about Paul. They said they the ones that turned the world upside down. That's how they described them. It's a powerful thing. But here we are with a book named Church Unusual. And I think it's because of a lot of things that we've taken on and we don't go deep down to see what Jesus is saying and what his plan is. So this is one of our favorites. I'm just reading this for I guess, a reading. Say Mark chapter 16, verse 15. You read, ready to read. I don't know what verse y'all in. I'm going to go ahead and... I'm in the King James Version, so I'll just read it. In Mark 16:15, he said unto him, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be, but he that believeth not shall be. These are signs that follow them that shall believe in my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up service. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. These are the signs that should follow those that believe on my name. All right? And you see what signs are following you and see where your belief is at. Okay? But verse 15, it says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, we know that already. We heard that before. How many of y'all heard that scripture before? Go preach. What's the gospel? I wait. God's word. That's a good answer. Go, come on, keep going. The good news. That's a good answer. Huh? Grace. Is, yeah, right. All right. Got it. What? All right. So, God's word. Jesus Christ, him crucified. All right. God's word, Jesus Christ, him crucified. The good news. All right. Grace. All right. So you preach. That's the message, right? That's the message? Ain't no trick questions. That's the message? Everybody like, I don't know if that's the message. That's the message. All right. Truth. Truth. All these different things. I mean, the good news. Well, Jesus said, I am come. He said, Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel. What'd you tell a poor man? What's the gospel to the poor man? He ain't got to be poor no more. What's the gospel to a sick man? What's the gospel to a lost man? But there's a thing that we got as a church. As a church, Ephesians chapter 2. There's a thing, and we usually do Ephesians 4 when we begin to talk about the joint supplies and the fivefold ministry gifts. But there's a lot of things that led up to it in Ephesians. We've been reading a lot. Preaching the gospel, preaching the good news. Well, what is the good news, right? That God loves you, yes. Jesus died for you, yes. All those things. The word of God, yes. But there's been this connotation, I'll just lead off with this. In the church, there's a connotation that it's us against them. Oh, come on, go ahead and shake your head. Yeah, amen. You know it is. A connotation that we save, y'all not save. Yes. We good, y'all not good. Mm-hmm. Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
It's a connotation that we got it together, you don't have it together. It's a connotation that you need what I have. Right. What do you have, though? Mm-hmm. There's a connotation that you dirty and I'm clean. All right. Us against them. We fighting a battle. Us against them. We got to tell them worldly people where to get off at. Them worldly people. I'm saying a few things because it's church religion. Our witnessing is, I read a book years back, and y'all might have heard me say this before, and it's called I'm Okay, You Not Okay. And it said the problem with modern day witnessing. Because a lot of times we come off saying, you got a problem. I ain't got the problem. You got a problem. So you need what I got. The truth may be, do need Jesus, right? Truth may be, they may need deliverance, right? But our church condescending attitude does nothing to further the witness. Shoot, we got some stuff. We got to check with our own belief. We want everybody to believe like us. What you believe, though? Huh? We want everybody to come on this side of the road. Well, what you doing on that side? What you got on that side of the road where you at that makes me realize I need to be over there? What is it that you are manifesting that proves to me that I'm on the wrong side of the road? See, we can start talking rhetoric and religion, but everybody got rhetoric and religion. I'm sure you talk to a Muslim man, he's got some rhetoric and religion. I'm sure you talk to a Hindu man, he's got some rhetoric and religion. I'm sure you talk to a Buddhist, he's got some rhetoric and religion, and it makes sense sometimes. Do right by people. They all got that in their religion. So what's the difference? We can scream Jesus, but can somebody see Jesus? I was reading the chapter, then it says, you the temple, like God is working in you. Like you embody God's plan in the earth. That's your witness. I'm reading scripture now, you are the light of the world. He said, don't put a candle, you don't put it under a bush, no. No, you are light. So that all men can see. You really won't have to say much if you show more. There's a The church has a kind overall, and I'm not just talking about y'all individuals. Don't take it personal, but take it personal. There's an attitude that is us against them. We good, y'all not good. You know you're only a handhold away, right?
That's right.
Amen. Can I? Amen. Come on. Amen. You're saved. How many of y'all saved? You're saved. Let me show a hand. You're saved, but you're only saved by grace through faith. You know you're only a handhold away. The scripture says Jesus is interceding for us right now, right? You're only a hand let go away from being what you used to be. Ephesians 2 has just said that. He says, verse 11, and I'll jump up, and we'll jump back and forth through the chapter. Verse 11, it says, wherefore remember that ye being in past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called, you were called. Oh, sorry. So let me give you a little history lesson on this. It was complete racism when it came down to the children of God in the Old Testament. They were saying, I'm a Jew, you not, so you can't be saved. You can't make it because you ain't got the bloodline. You ain't the same color as us. You wasn't born where we was born at. You ain't from where we from. You from on the other side of the tracks. You can't be saved. Well, you was called uncircumcision. Not too long ago, remember time passed, the flesh, you were called uncircumcision, by which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. That at time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in a world. Verse 13, you read it.
But now in Christ Jesus, you sometimes were far off or made nigh by blood.
You were far off. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were afar off was made nigh. You brought close automatically. How?
By the blood of Jesus.
That goes for everybody. See, it's not a, everybody say breakdown. Come on, do your head like you're trying to break something down, like break down. See, the problem is the Lord, he woke me up the other morning, he said, you know, your soul is the medium for manifestation. Medium. I know you think medium church, right? Medium is in the middle between large and small. Media is like, it's like the middle man. It's like media, what media really is they got information, you on the other side, so that's media coming to you. Medium, the median in the middle of the road, right? All those words, all that stuff has something to do. He says, your soul is the medium for manifestation. Now your spirit already has what the world needs in it. You know that's God in you already, right? You know your three parts. How was your three parts?
Spirit, soul, and body.
I am a spirit. I have a
soul.
And I live in a.
Body.
I am a
spirit.
I have a
soul.
And I live in a.
Body.
My soul is the medium. Your body only functions from what the soul gives it. So what is the soul getting? Whatever you're manifesting, that's what your soul is getting. Are y'all with me? You know your spirit man is perfect already. Be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. By his spirit in your inner man. That's him. That's God in there. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? In you. Greater is he that is. Than he that is in the world. So now it's a soul thing, it's a soul situation. In times of made aliens, commonwealth, strangers, covenant promise, no hope without God in the world. But now you in Christ Jesus, who are sometime afar, made nigh by the blood of Jesus. I won't break down because we got to break down this old thing. Because if we don't break down this thing, and we can never manifest like Jesus. Can I tell you something about Jesus? I can hear you. Can I tell you something about Jesus?
Yes,
I just wondered. I just wondered if y'all wanted to hear something about Jesus. Let me tell you something about Jesus. Jesus had this way of, I broke down the other day because I, you know, being a preacher and being a church dude, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes we have, we got this thing and it can be intimidating. Amen. And I'm sitting there and I'm just, so the goal is to be like Jesus, right? Jesus had this way of walking in the room, and you felt comfortable with him being there, even though you were not all together. But when his presence comes in, you knew you needed to be better. But he never told you something was wrong with you. Like, he never condescended. Come on, name me a time. He never condescended on somebody. He had this way of, come on, man. He called Zacchaeus out of the tree. Zacchaeus knew he was a dope dealer. He knew whatever. You name the thing that you think is terrible. He was that. He knew who he was. He knew his house wasn't in order. That's really why he's up in the tree trying to see this Jesus. He said, I'm going to come to your house. And Zacchaeus, he just feel comfortable around him. Just comfortable enough to bring him into your house. Even though you know you're not worthy. But you just feel. They say when Peter, when Peter first started following me, he took him on Peter and they'd be fishing all night. Right? Right? Y'all know the story, huh? Y'all know the story, right? They're fishing all night taking nothing. Right? Jesus said, let me use your boat. Let me use your boat. Now, Peter knew who he was. Y'all can imagine how Peter was before Jesus, if he was how he was walking with Jesus. Y'all know how crazy Peter was, right? Amen. Peter was a wild boy. Peter was the one that was cussing. At the end, saying, I wasn't with them. I don't know no Jesus, right? Same Peter, amen. Sometimes we Peter, amen. Amen. All right. but before, now he's on the boat. And let me use your boat. He launched out of your boat. He said, catch in there for us. He said, we've been fishing all night. He's a professional fisherman. We ain't took nothing. He said, that word, though, I let down the net. And they said they enclosed a great multitude of fish. Made they sing, they had to call their partners. Y'all know the story, right? Yes. And both started to sing. Say, Peter dropped on his knees and grabbed the Lord. There's some translation saying he dropped down and grabbed him by his legs and said, flee from me, I'm a sinful man. But how you telling a man, flee from me, but you got him holding? Mm-hmm. Like you holding him. Get away from me, Jesus. I'm not worthy. I'm a sinful man, but I'm holding on to you. What makes a man do that? To know that I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Get away from me. I'm not worthy, but I don't want you to leave me. Mm-hmm. Jesus had a way. He is the way of walking into a room and not condescending, but making everybody else transcend. You know what transcend mean? To rise above? Yeah. Right. To make everybody come up. To have a presence without saying a word, to walk in and say, just to walk in and they feel like they got to be better. It's nothing but love. Everybody say love. Love. It's nothing but love. It's nothing but the love. It's nothing but the grace that causes that to happen. How often does that happen with us? Mm-hmm. Or do we have to preach it? Mm-hmm. I wrote down all kind of stuff. I'll be writing down in my notes and I just get the ideas of the day. And I wrote down the other day that we talk so much about being the light that we end up not being the light. Mm-hmm. We forget about turning the light on. Mm-hmm. We talk so much about, I'm the light of the world. Prove it. Prove it. We ought to prove it. I'm a chosen general. Prove it. I'm a raw. Prove it. It's more simple than you think, but you got to break down. Everybody say break down. Come on, everybody say break down. Come on, everybody say break down. See, they got some stuff in your soul that need to be broke down. They got some stuff. Let this mind be, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you also in Christ Jesus. See, the point, you have to let it come in. You have to allow that. You have to yield to the mind of Christ. See, your mind don't work. Your ideas, they ain't been working yet, have they? Amen, amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. They ain't been working yet. You ain't got no onslaught of salvations on your list. You ain't got no slew of conversions on your witnessing list. The signs gonna follow. You lay hands on the people in the wheelchair and they're gonna get up. When the last time? You gonna cast a demon. Y'all done seen some demons before, haven't you? You gonna cast a demon. When the last time? That's the signs gonna follow. There ain't nothing to feel bad about. It's just we gotta break down. We gotta break down and come up to that mind. Because Jesus will walk in and love people so much. And it's not that he didn't say what he had to say when he had to say it. Jesus didn't hold his tongue for anybody. But it was just a presence that he carried because he was grace. It's a presence that he carried because he walked in, not intimidated, but knowing he loved everybody. He walked in, I'm about to hit you with one, you ready? He walked in knowing that they were all God's children. Now we have a tendency to think that we God's children. I got a monopoly on God's children corner. We the church, we got children right here. Don't y'all back up. Don't y'all come over here with that foolishness. Don't y'all, no, you can't come in. You can't, they got a hat they making this, and a lot of hip hop dudes. They got a hat that says you can't sit with us. Come on, y'all know this. How long you been to church? Call out your years. Forever.
49.
Right? Right? Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You can't sit with us. Don't come in with that. We're scared. We're scared of stuff that ain't like us. We're afraid. And so because God has not given us a spirit of fear. But because we're fearful, the first thing that people do with something that they're afraid of is either push it away or run away from it or ridicule it. So we don't think we got the power to change it? Is greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world or not?
Amen.
Is that true or not?
That's true.
Is the same spirit that raised Jesus dead, does that dwell in me or not?
Yes.
Has he anointed me or not? We become afraid, so fear makes us condescend. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get my little crew together. My little click together, and then we don't have to worry about nothing jumping off. Right? I'm not saying be foolish. I understand that, you know, there's babies are going to throw up on you. Like little small babies? They're going to throw up. Y'all ever had a baby throw up on you before? I had to come on my knees and I hated that. Good shirt to throw up all on my suit. They're gonna do that. Right? Babies also can't, a lot of them babies can't walk. In air, as long as he's a child, different nothing but from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but it's under tutors and governors until they're appointed.
That's right.
Time. I'm not saying, you know, you witness somebody just come out the street, they're fresh out of the streets. Right? Yeah. Well, some of us have been fresh out of the streets, right? Amen. Right? I'm not saying you go sit them at your house. You know, they fresh off of a stealing spree. They've been a thief all their life. I'm not saying. No foolishness. Everybody say no foolishness.
No foolishness.
Everybody say no foolishness.
No foolishness.
Everybody say all wisdom.
I'm not.
That's not what I'm saying, but it's an appointed time. But they're under tutors and governors until they're appointed.
That's right.
You don't put a baby out in the car and just put the car in drive and put them on the road, do you? But you also don't be like, oh, the baby threw up, oh, throw that baby away. Can we send this baby back? This doggone baby. See, baby, I told you, stop being a baby. Stop throwing up. Get up and walk. What you want him to do? Yeah, baby, you know you was there one time too, right? We got to get over this condescending attitude. Just because we've been saved a few years. You're only a handhold away from the streets. You a couple trips, you might have been street-ish yesterday. Come on, anybody ever been street-ish? Yeah, your street mom, like your turn up mom, right? Your street, right? Yeah. Grace. Thank God for who? Thank God. See, we won't keep it real. Nobody won't keep it real no more. That's another thing about church people, too. Church people won't keep it real no more. And like, they don't remember being over there. So they don't remember those stories, huh? I've been saved all my life. All my life, I've been in the Word of God. I'm in ministry school now. Everything is wonderful. I understand. Titus 2:11 makes a statement. Somebody, the first person to get there, read it for me.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
How many? Oh, what's the next scripture?
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Teaching us, so you're saying the grace teaches us. Mm-hmm. What teaches us? Grace. But what that, read verse 11 again.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation.
The grace of God that bringeth salvation does what?
Hath appeared to all men.
To all men. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. How many?
All men.
It's appeared to all men. Mm-hmm. See the. See, the problem, Ephesians 2, let's back over to Ephesians 2, verse 8. It says, by grace you are saved through faith. And it's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Mm-hmm. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk where? In them. See, I try to get people to understand this. Every human being walking on the face of this earth is a spirit, soul, and body. Every single one. Are y'all ready for this? Well, where does spirit come from? Where your spirit man came from? What is your spirit man? Where that came from? The devil ain't created, did he?
No,
oh, okay. Then it's just evolution? No. It's God in you, right? So can we conclude that even the person that you think is the most heathenish got God in them?
Hallelujah. Wow. That's right.
Unless we walk around with some aliens, we don't believe in that, do we? So there's three parts. But your soul is the medium for the manifestation. Uh-oh. So grace has appeared to who? You know what the good news is? You want to know what the gospel is? See, we need to change now. You know what the gospel is? Not change, but refine our word. You know what the gospel is? It's already done for you. You already got it. You out in these streets trying to get something that you already got. God already loved you. He's already supplied for you. Boy, wouldn't that change your witnessing? No, because our witness is what? You know, Jesus loves you. But let me tell you what was wrong. Not what's wrong with that, but what has happened that over time with us church people. Jesus loves you has become a little colloquial and a little phrase that people have become numb to. It's not fresh anymore. I know that that's a powerful statement. But we've been saying it so much and so many people have been saying it and being condescending. That over time, the things have evolved to where people have become numb to that. See, people don't have a problem with Jesus. Most people, you know, a lot of people say, "Well, you know, Jesus. I've been in church. Ain't nobody asked you about church. We asked you about Jesus." Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of them ain't met him. A lot of people in church ain't met him. You walk on somebody that's struggling and say, "You know, it's already done. You don't have to be like that if you don't want to." It's already done for you right now. You already got whatever you're looking for. Boy, listen. These people out in these streets trying to get it. Come on. They're doing all these different things, running all these different places, doing all these things, looking for love in all the wrong places. They're getting in relationships, they're getting jobs, they're going to school. No, because they're trying to get it. But grace has appeared to how many men?
All.
How many?
All.
So that means every man that is a man, that's humankind, grace has appeared to him, ain't it?
That's right.
Yeah. It's already done for him, ain't it?
Right.
See, but the problem is you are saved by grace. How?
Faith.
So now we have a faith problem.
That's right.
So now we have a faith issue. Now the grace has been there to save them, but they just don't know it.
Come on now.
they don't have, their soul can't be the medium for the manifestation of what's inside of them. We have a tendency to try to monopolize the gospel. All right, y'all listen to me. You should, Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believe, with the mouth man confesses and salvation. With the heart, you get it? You get it? That's I understand that. I know you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. All right. But why would I do that? You're going to go to hell. You know what they're saying in 2015? Well, at least me and my friends going to be there. Y'all know about these young boys. See, I got some work to do. See, young boys, well, since we're going to hell, I might as well me and all my buddies go. And we're going to have a good time. That's another mindset, boy. That's somewhere like them people that be blowing themselves up. That's somewhere else. Ain't nothing but the love of God can handle that. Oh, there's an answer for it. I'm about that life. There's an answer for it. Oh, yeah. But they got to see that. They don't need no more rhetoric. The people don't need no more religion. They seen it already. They seen that movie. We seen that story. Okay, so we watched The Passion of the Christ. Now what? Come on, y'all. I'm touching on these things for a reason. We didn't see any Christian movies. Now what? Some of them wasn't really as good as the other ones I seen. Now what? What are we going to do now? You know you ain't like that movie as much as you like the other movie. Just go ahead and tell the truth. You give it a pass because it's a Christian. Should be another level. Should be another level of manifestation in you and me, in everything that we do. It should be another level of love and another level of grace. Because it's appeared to all, has it appeared to all men? Because remember, it is God was working in you to will and do of his good pleasure. What's his good pleasure? That all men be saved. All men realize how much he loves them. So if it's working through you, has grace appeared to all men? Today, did grace appear through you? See, golly, thank you, Lord. See, grace don't care about your sins. Grace come in there and stomp all over your sins. Verse 12 in Titus says, the grace teaches us not to have those type of lifestyle. Grace empowers you to be holy. Grace empowers you to overcome that habit. Grace is the empowerment. It is not just a glaze on top of it to where you can say amazing, great. No, it is an actual a fulfillment of power in you. You can't tell me I'll pass that up if it's introduced right. How many times is it introduced right, though? What you been doing? You've been sinning. See, here's it right here. You ready? See, you a sinner, and you need to be saved. That might be so, right? And I'm not saying God ain't going to have you to say that sometime. All right? What I'm saying is that can't be your go-to if the Holy Ghost ain't give you that go-to.
That's right.
And I know you walk up to me and told me, you a sinner. Look at you. You're a sinner. You need to be like me. I'm going to be like, who are you? Okay. And are you hypocritical? I don't believe in people in the church no way. Y'all know we done had a lot of stories in the church over the years, huh? They give people a right not to believe in what we're saying, right? Can we be honest? Like I heard a dude on an interview one time, I keep it 100. He said, no man in his right mind will see all this stuff going on and scandals in the church and be like, I want to be a part of that. When last time you went to a store that's stealing money? Huh? When last time you went to a spot that everybody getting shot at? I'll wait. When last time you been to a spot where they molesting kids? You know, your favorite store, now they taking kids in the fitting room and molesting them. You boycott the store, wouldn't you?
Right.
As a human being, right?
That's right.
You boycott the store, you wouldn't go there, huh?
That's right.
You feel some kind of way. about the Mall of Louisiana. If they were letting certain things go on at the Mall of Louisiana, huh? It wouldn't even matter, but you still will feel something. They got a bunch of stories there, but you will feel somewhere kind of on the way about the Mall because they letting certain things go on, wouldn't you? Right? You see how we got to change? You see how we are a part? We are the front line. Y'all see that? Thank God for the apostolic. You see how we are the front line for what the church is really supposed to look like? It's appeared to everybody. The grace of God has appeared to all men. You know, the world. Everybody say the world. You know the world is a system. I was riding the car the other day. The powerful thing, Lord, I'm riding. It's like when I was driving the apostle, and it's like when I'm in the car with him. He ain't saying nothing. Just in the car with him, revelation started popping off in my head. And I'm riding the car. I'm driving him home from. We were prospering. I'm driving home. And I heard Lord say, "Stop trying to change the world." My goal, you know, I'm just out here trying to change the world. I'm trying to change the world. He said, change the earth. He said, change the earth. Stop trying to change the world. Change the earth. Well, you know what the earth is, huh? What you made of? What you made of? What you made of? Come on, say it right quick. Dirt. Come on, say it. Everybody say dirt. Come on, say I'm made of dirt. I'm made of the earth. I'm made of the ground. From dust you came from, and dust you're going to return. Touch the earth. Save the earth. See, the world is a system. In Luke, I think it's Luke 17, I don't have time to go there. But Jesus started talking about, I came in the world to get them that you gave me. He spoke on that. It's a system. It's a system, but it's not the people. And there's some people that's caught up with the system, and they only caught up with the system because they don't see a better way. That's what we here for. It's not us against them. Even the ones that you think the most despicable, even the ones that walk in the room and start killing people. Uh-oh. Where is the love? Uh-oh. Not us against them. It's a soul issue. It's not us against them. The separation is in the soul. Are y'all with me? The separation is in the soulish part of them. See, you've been taught some things that some people ain't been taught. I bet y'all know some church people that don't be doing right, huh? Amen, 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 amen. But the only reason is not because it's not because you better. And they worse, you know, I know worse ain't a word, right? It's not. It's just a soul situation. Right now we're learning more than we've ever learned in our lives, right? Right, right. But you remember before then, we had some ways that we were thinking that weren't quite. I mean, it was close, and God had grace on us, but it wasn't quite. We were attempting to do the right thing, but it wasn't really. You know, wasn't online. But then when you learn. Right? When you line that thing up, right? You start streamlining. You get it? It start, right? Right? The same thing with them. It's a soul thing. That's it. That's it. Well, I'm going to pick up on this next class, too. If you didn't have your rhetoric, how could they tell? You know, we got our 1-2 punch. You know, we witness. You know, we witness. Where you go to church at? You know, what you know about Jesus? That used to be mine. Well, I don't know what you mean. And then, right? You got you. You know, they got witnessing classes. God bless him. I ain't knocking nobody doing. We may do some witnessing classes. I'm not knocking nothing. I'm just saying they got books to teach you how to witness. How you teach somebody how to see? You know, witness. You done seen something? They call you as a witness? call you to the stand as a. You know whether you've seen it or not. And you can convey it too. Now you don't need to say my words, Doug. My words might not work where you at. You get it? But my job is to manifest to the soul of man. Jesus touched their soul. He said, boy, I hate so hard to touch your soul. He touched their soul. Jesus got to the soul of the man and started making them realize who they already were. Started making them realize who he originally, before God, he ordained it. He said, before you was formed in the belly, I knew you. I know the plans that I have towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. He done planned it out already. So now what we are doing, what are we doing? What are we doing, my church? See, what we are doing as children of God and embracing the grace of God and knowing the grace of God in us and coming from us, we are to administer grace, ministers. And get a chance to go to Ephesians 4, but that's what it's talking about. You're passing out grace. You're administering grace. You say, well, it's already done, it's already, yeah, but they don't know it, so I'm at. You can have $1 billion in the bank, but if I don't give you the code, then it don't matter. But it's already done for you. Y'all get it? So everybody stand up real quick. And I just do this for knowledge sake. All right, come on, stand up real quick. Real quick, I'm almost done real quick. Just stand up real quick. And I want you, are y'all ready? I want you to step down off your high horse. So step, come on, go ahead. Come on, do it. Step, get off the horse. Okay. You off? Are you off it? I can hear you. Are you off the horse?
Yes, sir.
Stay off the horse.
Yes, sir.
Cause see, the horse gonna come back at the door tomorrow morning and try to get you. You get back on the horse, and now you no. Stay off the horse. Get off your high horse. And love these people. Doesn't mean you be ignorant. Doesn't mean you be foolish. All right, are y'all with me? Wisdom. But God didn't. He didn't. Like, you're not no better than nobody else. The only difference between me and another man is my soul. That I know what faith is. And I know how to operate in faith. And I know how to believe. That's the only difference. It's the only difference. The only difference, maybe I had somebody tell me something that nobody else told them. Had a boy I went to school with, y'all be seeing I'm about to leave on this. I had a boy I went to school with named Andy. Shout out to Andy, boy. I've never seen Andy again since I went to LSU. Andy cussed every two words. It shook me, man. I was in class with Andy, man. Andy was cool. What's up, man? I'm Andy. And I'm not going to say what he's saying, but what's up, man? I'm Andy. And me and Andy, and you know, me and Andy's the only black boys in the class. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to stick together. So we sitting there. And we sitting there, I don't remember what class it was. And so Andy's like, you know, like your first day of school, you're trying to kind of find out, and you're like, you know, who you gonna be kicking with in class, who, you know, might be able to take notes from you when you ain't going to class, whatever, right? So me and Andy, you know, locked on, and so Andy started talking, every other word was, I mean, it was like he was jumping out of the sentence to go grab one of them words to bring it in the sentence. Like it wasn't even lining up, subject, verb, and all that. It wasn't even lining up. He was just like, so me, I'm, you know, I'm 19, 20 years old. I'm a church boy. But you a pastor. Right? You a pastor. You know? The Lord taught me something. You know? And I didn't do it because I've never been that type of person. Right. I came up, my parents taught me something, but I've never been that type of person. Never been condescending. I've never been like, you. But I went to school and I blemish free. You know how I could be, right? He go through. And so Andy get the cussing. So I'm sitting there and I'm coming to a crisis of belief. I got what I do right here. Do I tell Andy we can't sit together no more in class? Cause he's cussing too much. Andy, you just cussing too much, bro. Right? Y'all know some people that cuss too, right? Andy, you just, you know, you just. hey man, you, this is a bit too much for me, bro. You just cussing. Why are you cussing so much? I didn't ask none of them questions. Kept my mouth closed. I don't know Andy. I don't know where Andy came from. I know Andy's a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he wasn't rowdy. He wasn't trying to steal out my bag. Andy stood up for me in class. He just cussed. And I don't know what else he did, but that was just that. But it wasn't for me to, look at you, Andy. You're just a cusser. You're heathen. And you can't talk to me no more. You know what? You're disrespecting my spirit. What? Calm down. Everybody say calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down. I'm not saying be okay with things, but calm down. Could you please calm down, please? Church people, please, young ones online, calm down. And Andy, I ended up witnessing Andy get born again. And after he got saved, Andy was still cussing. He didn't cuss as much. But I realized the Lord showed me something about Andy. He gave me, he said, he said, how you learned English? I said, well, my mama knew talk English. And I had a little twang with him from Gosman, right? So I had a little, they said, you go up north, they say, you got an accent. Look at you, boy, you can't even hear it because we think we just talking normal, don't we? No, we go up north. You ever been up north somewhere, up north United States? And they say, look, we love your accent. I ain't got no accent. I'm talking normal. Right? No, but you got a little twang. Sometimes they got a little twang and they come down here, right? Right? But where you get that from? Because that's just, you grew up in Japan, you speak Japanese. Korea, you speak Korean. Huh? Yeah. So if I grew up in a place where every other word is those words, what you want me to learn? I can't judge that man, though. Because you don't know where people come from. You don't know where people come from, what they've been through. The audacity of a man to judge a man, you don't know where he come from. You don't know why they acting like that. Can you, how about take a little time and develop a relationship. It'll mean you got to be going. Me and Andy had that one class together. We walked to the quad after class, and then he was gone, and I was gone. And the first couple of days, it was on purpose. I was like, man, I got to get away from Andy. Lord, about to strike us. You know, strike him for cussing this much. He's going to strike me for being okay with it. Lord, I ain't never seen no thunder, no lightning. I ought to kill my witness towards Andy by judging him. Just be the light. Just be the light. You know, truthfully, there's nothing but light. You know that, right? Darkness not a real thing. It's the absence of light. You never seen anybody turn on the dark, huh?
That's right.
Going over and flip a switch and they got dark. It's easy. Everybody say it's easy.
It's easy.
It's easy to be the church. We done made it hard. It's easy. Just be the light. Be the light. Just turn on the light. Y'all get it? Drop all your dark ways. I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about your judging ways. Drop all that. Just be the light. Sometimes they don't need, a lot of people know they got problems already. Well, you know you got problems, don't you? Okay, amen. So you know, you're clear about them, ain't you? They know, they don't need you to rehearse to them, they just make them feel bad. But you tell them you already got it. And there's already been a price paid for you. And there's already been a ransom that's been paid to free you from whatever you're in right now. It's already been done. It's been done. It'll be done if you don't pray the prayer for me, pray with me today. Paul planted Apollos water, but God gives the increase. It's already done. But it's good news, ain't it? Ain't it good? It's good news for us just church people, ain't it? But it's good news for everybody. That is already done. It's already been taken care of. It's already all covered. All you gotta do is by faith walk in. Y'all get that? Well, y'all going to be telling people about Jesus more. The witness is going to be changed, ain't it? Don't, but ain't that easier, though, too? Instead of trying to convince somebody why they need to come to church. Or convince somebody why they need Jesus over Buddha, right? Instead of trying to, no. See, what they couldn't do, they got to go through rituals. They got to pay the price. It's already been done. Jesus is a living martyr. He's the only one that they kill for his religious belief, but he's still living. It's powerful, boy. That's powerful, boy.